Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis Omer Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda.
Omer Abaya. So yesterday we began a new sugya, another chapter within Perek Chelik, and those are the sugyas of Yemoris HaMashiach. As we saw yesterday, the Gemara mentioned different simonim about the Dora that is going to precede Mashiach coming, the Shemitah cycle that's going to precede Mashiach coming. And as we're going to see today, the Gemara is going to talk about more such chazals, and really it's an avodah to sit down and try to reconcile all the different pshatim that the Gemara gives with regards to what's going to usher in the coming of the Mashiach. And as we say, these Gemaras that we learn, even though they're agadata and they maybe don't get the same amount of airtime as some of the real halachic sugyas and chas, but really they deserve it. And in order to fully understand and fully comprehend these sugyas, one would have to sit down and go through the Gemaras and Psukim and Nach and the Rishonim and the Sifri Machshav, and even then it's going to be above our pay grade. But either way, we'll just try to take out pockets of things that maybe we can take away. So Zokti Gemara, Amar Rabbi, Yoloi Pachas Almo, Mitalsim Veshisi Tzadiki. Every single generation has 36 Tzadikim, the Mekabli Apishchino, that when they're going to die, they're going to have front row seats. They're going to be able to be mekabel the pnei meshchina. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Ashrei kol choychei loy and loy begematria. Talsam v'shicha havo. The word loy is begematria 36. So there are 36 that are ashrei. What does it mean? Ashrei that la'asid lavoi. They are going to be nestoifeth b'tziloi shel hashchina in a very, very profound way. Freak the Gemara. Is that true? Talsim b'shisa havi? Is it only 36? V'amar Rava. Rava said, Dor, the kamei kutcha barichu, the row of tzaddikim that are going to sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tam nisri alfi havoi, they're really 18,000. So the number's not 36. B'chol dor v'dor, but rather the number is 18,000. And if you take 36 and you multiply it by all the generations that you would have in the 6,000 years of the world, you're going to end up with a number that's going to be less than 18,000. So how do you reconcile it? And now, how do you know 18,000? There's different levels that a tzaddik is going to be able to be nene from the Zev HaShechinah. There are those that are going to be bas baklari ha-me'ira, and then there are going to be those that are going to be bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira. Bas baklari ha-me'ira, that's ashrei kol choy chiloi, that's 36 in each generation. Bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira, that's going to be a bigger number, that's going to be 18,000. Where do you have this idea of baklari ha-me'ira? You have it by nevuah. The Rambam says that all the Nevi'im said nevuah bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu whose nevuah was on a whole nother level, he was able to say nevuah bas baklari ha-me'ira. So exactly what that means, again, above our pay grade. But one thing is clear, as baklari ha-me'ira means, it's more clear. There's a certain level of clarity, a certain level of high definition that one has if he's zoicha to as baklari ha-me'ira. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah ba'al mahodein was bas baklari ha-me'ira. There are 36 tzaddikim that they're going to merit, that la'asid lavoi. They'll be able to be nene from the Ziv HaShechinah, again, bas baklari ha-me'ira, as it relates to having hana bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira. There were many Nevi'im, a lot of Nevi'im, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, keflayim kiyotzei Mitzrayim, that were able to say nevuah, albeit bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira. And so too, tzaddikim l'asid lavoi, there are going to be 18,000 sitting on the front row, they're going to be bas baklari she'en ha-me'ira. But the Gemara says, well, minafishe kulei hai, I still don't think it's that many. It shouldn't be 36 times the amount of generations they have in 6,000 years. Because v'am marchiskiyo, am rabbi yirmiya ben shumar b'shem ben yichoy, ro'isi b'nei ali ben. I met Bnei Aliyah. I met people that were able to achieve the highest level in their Avodas Hashem, and there were very few. Said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Im elefim, if there are 1,000, literally, from Bria Sa'ilam until today, Ani uvnim umehem. I want you to know, me and my son, Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon, we're 2 of the 1,000. Im meyahem, if the number's 100, Ani uvanim mehem. We make the cut, top 100 the whole time. And Im shnayim hem, he said, even if there are only 2, Ani uvanim mehem. Me and my son, we would be those two. But what's the kasha? See, it's not 36 in every generation. It was Mu'atin and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who knew these things, the author of the Zohar HaKadosh. He wasn't sure how many. 1,000, 100. He had a tzad that maybe it was even 2. Says the Gemara, you have to say there's even another level. Like kasha, hada ayli bebar, hada lo ayli bebar. There are people that were able to go bas baklaria hamaira, but only RSVP. They would have to be invited. They'd have to be given permission before they can merit to experience the Shechina in such a way. Then there were those that were able to experience the Shechina even without first being granted permission. They could be nichnes v'yotze, as if they're part of the family. How many are those? Reb Shimon bar Yochai wasn't sure. One thing he was sure, that him and his son, if there were even two people that got it, it would be those two. So there's different levels. There's 18,000. There's 36 in each generation, who, by the way, might be the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. And then there's the Bnei Aliyah, Shemuatim Heim. Reb Shimon bar Yochai wasn't sure. 200, 1,000. Either way, Zok the Gemara. More about Mashiach. Amar Rav, a well-known Gemara, Kalu Kala Kitzin. Rav said that all the ends, all the Kitzin, when Mashiach is presumably supposed to come, he can't come past this date, he can't come past that date, they've all come. Meaning, we don't have to wait for a predetermined time at this point. All the kitzim have already arrived. Why didn't Mashiach come yet? Because ve'in adavar toli ele b'tshuva v'masim toivim. At this point, what we need to do is tshuva. We need to do masim toivim. We need to do things to merit Mashiach coming. But as it relates to the kates, it's not like we're doing what we're supposed to do, just the kates didn't come yet. Kalu kala kitzin. At this point, in adavar toli, ele b'tshuva masim toivim. So basically what Rab was saying was, if we do tshuva, Mashiach's going to come. Shmuel amar b'shmuel argue, dayi lo'ovel, sheyamoy be'evloy. What did he mean? So Rashi says, tu pshatim. In the second shot, Rashi says, dayi lo'ovel, dayi li'yisrael tzar golos, afilu b'loy tshuva negolim. That because of the fact that the Yidden are suffering through the golos, even if they don't do tshuva, Rav, said Shmuel, daye la avol sheyamoy be'evli, the avelos that the avol has, that in and of itself will be the reason for Mashiach to come. Now the Marsha speaks out based on the Gemara that we're about to see, and that is that even Shmuel agrees that the Yidden have to do tshuva, and if the Yidden do not do tshuva, Mashiach cannot come. However, Rav was saying ve'ein adover talui ela b'tshuva masim tovim, that we have to be the ones to come to a hakara that we should repent. And if not, Hashem is going to allow things to continue to go until we finally get it. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, "Dayi la'avol sheyamid be'evloy," that Hashem is going to be ma'orer from Shemayim in us, a ruach hadasha, to get us to do tshuva. Unfortunately, the way that's going to happen is by avelos. Dayi la'avol sheyamid be'evloy. The tzaris that the Yidden are going to have is eventually going to bring them to do tshuva. So avada, it's tshuva. Without tshuva, there's not going to be a geula. The question is, does the tshuva have to come from within? It has to come from us, or will HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulate us, so to speak, by giving us tzaris to the point where we're not going to have a choice but to do tshuva? Says the Gemara Ketanai, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, which seems to be a real yisoidi machlekes, do we have to go and be ma'irer a tshuva? We have to do some real tshuva in order for the geula to come, or Hashem is going to make sure that the geula comes? Is really machlekes Tanai. Rav Leza says, in Yisrael oisim tshuva negal. If Klai Yisrael does tshuva, there's going to be a geula. Ve'im lav, if Klai Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, ein negalim, there's not going to be a geula. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said, I disagree. Im ein oisim tshuva ein negal. He says, what do you mean? If Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, so that's it. There's no geula. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Maimed Lohem Melech Shegzeiros of Kasheis Kahaman. Says the Marsha, this is where it's before in the Gemara, that even if the Yidden don't do tshuva, Hashem is going to make us do tshuva. Hashem is going to give us a king who's going to have very horrible gzeiros. The Yisrael oisim tshuva u'machzir on the mutam, and that's going to cause the Yidden to do tshuva. Tanya Yidach, Rebbe Eliezer says the same thing. If Yisrael oisim tshuva negol, Klal Yisrael does tshuva, we're going to have a geula. Shenema shuvu banim shayva. If the bonim shevavim, the sons that have strayed, do tshuva, then erpa mishuvasam. But if we don't do tshuva, we're not going to have the geula. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, "Valoi kfar nemar." Doesn't it say chinam nimkartem v'loi bekesef tigoelu? And what does that mean? Chinam nimkartem b'avi dezara. It's not going to cost money in order for the geula to come. It's going to be free, meaning free, no tshuva, no masim tovim. So Rabbi Yeshua countered to Rabbi Eliezer. I'm going to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer went right back. You first have to do tshuva, and only afterwards vashuv aleichem. I'm going to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua countered. He said, I'm going to be a baal over you, meaning I'm going to take control over you. Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael, which is a good thing. And Rashi says, "Baalti mashma baal korchon." B'loi tshuva, it's mashma even without tshuva. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you see that Hashem is going to bring the geula even if we don't merit it. But how are you going to understand this pasuk? B'shuva v'nachas tiva sheyon. And it sounds like b'shuva v'nachas, that when the ultimate geula is going to come, it's going to be b'nachas we will have deserved it. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Valik Farnemar, but the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Goy Yisrael Kedoshay, Vivzoy Nefesh, Vimisoiv Goy, Le'eved Moishlim, Melochim Yiru, Vekamu Sar Vishnachabu. So this is a Pasuk that's talking about the Geula. Koyamar Hashem, Goy Yisrael Kedoshay. And how do we refer to Klai Yisrael in this Pasuk? As a Bizoy Nefesh, as a Metoiv Goy, Le'eved Moishlim. So Rashi, bottom Rashi, Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Oislan Habizuyin, Umisuavim Ba'averos, Afal Piken Yigalu Malachim Yiruv Akamu. So you see, even if the Yidden are going to be in a Bechina of Bezoy Nefesh and Metoiv Goy, still the Geula is going to come. So you see, clearly, even if the Yidden don't do Tshuva, still Hashem will make the Geula happen. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer told him, Valik Farnamer, there's another pasuk, Im Toshuv Yisrael, Nu'um Hashem, Eli Toshuv. Clearly two ways to look at this. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua hit the ball right back over the net, and he said, Valik Farnamer, doesn't the pasuk say, V'eshma so ish levush abadim, Asher mima l'mei mea yor, V'yorem yeminoi usmoy le'al ha'shamayim. So this is a pasuk in Daniel Perek Yud Beis, again, that talks about lo'osad lovoy, Vayorim yimina usmoila la shamaya, vayishova bechayoilom, hilo moyed moyadim, vochatzi, ukechlois napets yad am koidesh techleno, kolela. So Daniel, who we quoted yesterday when we were going through the psukim, where Daniel had his kates, where he thought Mashiach was going to come, the pasuk said, ad idon, vi idonim, uplag idon. Edom referring to the 400 years of Golas Mitzrayim. Idonim would be 400 times 2, plag idon would be 400 times a half, which is 200, which we saw was 1,400 years. So this same exact Nevuah repeats itself in Daniel. That was Daniel Perek Yud Zayin. This is Perek Zayin. This is Daniel Perek Yud Beis, where he says the same thing in Lashon HaKodesh. Ki l'moyed, moyadim, v'chatz. Same exact thing. First one was in Aramaic. This was in Lashon Kodesh. But what did Rabbi Yeshua say I see in this passage? It sounds to me like Daniel was told that Mashiach is going to come at a certain date. Like you, Rabbi Eliezer, that the only time the Geula is going to come is if in Yisrael Oisim Tshuva. So how could Daniel have been told the Moyed, Moyadim, Vachatzi, Idon, Idon, Plag Idon? Doesn't make sense. It's totally in Tshuva. Elamai, Rabbi Yeshua said, you see, I'm right. If there's a concept of a Kates, that means that there is a time where Mashiach will come even if we don't do Tshuva. Says the Gemara, the Shasak, Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer heard this, Daniel Perek Zayin, which is also Daniel Perek Yudeis, he was quiet, checkmate. At that point, he realized that Rabbi Yeshua was right. So either way, there seems to be a very Yisoidi, Machloikis Amayron, Gidoyle, Gidoyle Amayron, Rabbi Shmuel, which is also a Machloikis Tanoi, Gidoyle, Gidoyle Atanoi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Geula Asida is going to come only if Klal Yisrael does Tshuva, or the Geula Asida is going to come even if Klal Yisrael is not in the Madrega of doing Tshuva. Now, we're going to have to do Tshuva, but Hashem will make it through Tzoris and through the difficulties of the Golos that will have no choice but to do Tshuva. But the point is, does it have to be a real Tshuva that comes from deep within where we finally get it? Or even if we don't get it, Hashem will make us do Tshuva, so ultimately there would be a Yeshua. You almost get the sense. We know Rabbi Eliezer was Shitas Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yeshua was Shitas Beis Hillel. So it's very tempting to think that maybe this was almost a Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and you find Beis Shammai, their Shitas throughout Shas is more associated with Midas Adin, and that's this idea where Yisrael lays from Tshuva, but if Klai Yisrael doesn't do Tshuva, there's not going to be a Geula. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds Fakert, and what's the bottom line? The Shas like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. The Halach is like Rabbi Yeshua. The Halach is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Shamuteh, he will soon see the Lashon HaRambam, but for now, we have a few classic Gemaras that we have to go through. Rabbi Abba said, "Ein locha keitz megula miza." So Rabbi Abba said, "I spanned the entire Tanakh. I went through everything, and I think from all the psukim that I saw, Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches is the pasuk that to me is the most revealing in terms of telling us exactly when Mashiach is going to come. The pasuk says, "Va'atem hori Yisrael, anpechem titenu ufer yechem tisu." La'ami Yisrael, and right afterwards it talks about Mashiach coming. What do you see from here? You see that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a ribuy of peiros. The economy is going to be booming. That will usher in the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Lazar says, Af mizeh. I think there's another pasuk that's crystal clear that tells us about the dar before Mashiach's going to come. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki lefnei hayom imahem, schar ha'adam loy niya, uschar ha'behema einena, Almost the reverse idea. He says that before Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be difficult for people to find work. And it's going to be difficult for a person that owns an animal to find work. Once upon a time, you owned a few horses and mules. You were great Sagvir. But he said a time is going to come where it's going to be very hard for animals to find work. What does that mean? Even the Talmid HaChamim, who are Sholoim Rav, even they will have no peace. Says Rashi, what does it mean that Talmid HaChamim aren't going to have peace? Lishna Achrina, in the second shot, the Yetzahara. That the Yetzahara is going to be so fierce before Mashiach is going to come, that even Talmid HaChamim, people that ordinarily would be upkehitin, it's going to be very challenging in this generation. Ein lecha keitz megula yoyser mizeh. If you see that generation, that's clear that we're talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, I have another very clear remez. Achyu, kol ha-sha'arim kulon shu'u. It says, when all the sha'arim, all the prices everywhere are going to be equal, at that point, you know, Mashiach's coming. So there's a lot of Gemaras that talk about simonim of Mashiach. Chevli Mashiach, as we're going to see soon. Ikvas of the Mashiach, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday. So you have different simonim about Mashiach. But at the same time, there's one Gemara with that Moiran thought, this is the most clear of all. Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. And the Gemara mentions four things. Number one, anpechem titenu, uferichem tisu la'ami beis Yisrael. There's going to be abundance of payrois. Sounds like a booming economy. Rabbi Lozar said that schara adam leinia uschara behema einena. It's going to be very difficult for a person to find work. It's going to be difficult for an animal to find work. He added v'layoytze v'labo in sholim and atzar that it's going to be a tekufa where the taivas and the yetzahara is going to be so strong that even talmidei chachamim, they usually are protected by the Torah, even talmidei chachamim are going to have a difficult time being able to fend off the yetzahara. And then finally, Shmuel said, "Achiyu kolash." Sha'arim Kulam, it's going to be a time where all the prices everywhere are going to be universal. Rabbi Chanan in his Ikvah said the Mashiach brings from the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim said in his generation, he said he saw a kiyum of this pasuk, Schara Adam Loy Nia, Uschara Beheime Einena. He said that once upon a time there was no technology, there was no machinery. So if somebody wanted to get something done, you had to hire people. You had to hire animals. That's how things got done. Then the cotton gin was invented. One thing led to another. But the bottom line is that technology started taking over and it wasn't necessary as much. Already in his time, you didn't need a mule. You didn't need a shay. You didn't need a horse. You needed was a car, right? Things started taking over. And Chafetz Chaim said in his door, you see already, that's the kiyum. On the one hand, it sounds like the economy is going to be doing well. But then again, schara adam lo niyo, schara behem einena, heinein advarim. That's what it means. It means a world where we're not relying so much on manpower. It means a world where we're not relying so much on animals anymore, but it's a world where we're relying on technology. Half of a felt could be that ties in very nicely to v'la yoytze v'la ba in sholem in atzar. No, Morty, if tzchar ha'adam lo'iniyah and tzchar behem einenu is technology, that's the av talmidei chachamim shekasu behem sholem. No, that's the yetzahara that talmidei chachamim are going to be tormented by. Either way, the Chafetz Chaim also said, u'shmuel amar achiyu kol ha'sha'arim kulon shkulim. Said the Chafetz Chaim that in his day already, he started seeing that once upon a time, he said every shtetl had their own little economy. Right? So he had this shtetl had its a Kotzke had its economy, and Rimanov had its economy, and Primishlan had its economy, Chelm had its economy. I don't know if there was an economy there, but Koloimar an economy. Chelm didn't have its economy. Right? So he had all these shtetlach that had their own little, their own little economies. What's that? Yeah. Oh, so they had, but Chafetz Chaim said he sees already now that the economy is turning more global. Today we live in a world of a global economy. I think I once saw that the Maharal says Goy Gumagoy is Gematria 70. What's going to happen, it's going to be one nation, but it's going to be the 70 nations are going to be one. It says once upon a time, there was this nation and that nation and the other nation. Goy Gumagoy is where 70 become one. From an economy perspective, you have a global economy. It's very difficult for there to be a situation where one side of the world, at least among civilized nations, should be booming and another part of it shouldn't be doing well. Either way, Zok de Gemara. Mashiach isn't going to come until there's going to be a chile that's going to need a fish and he won't be able to find it. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Oz Ashkia Meimeim V'Naroisam Kashem and Oilach, that the Naharois are going to be like oil. In what sense? Just like oil is thick, so that fish wouldn't be able to live and thrive in that kind of setting. In that sense, there aren't going to be fish. Because of Basrei, Bayayimahu, Atzmiach, Keren, Lebeis Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Eme David, Bo, Ad Shetichlam, Malchus, Azal, Yisrael. Before Mashiach comes, the Yidden are going to be in such a bad place that even a Malchus, even a silly little Malchus, our own little government, even that we're not going to have. We're going to have zero shlita over what we're doing. Shenema v'choras hazalzalim b'mazmeiros v'ksiv v'asrei ba'is ahi yuval shay l'ashem tzvokois am nemushach umoyot. Om azir omer abchanino eimed avad mashiach zano kam ad shichil gasei ruach mi'yisrael until they're no mi gasei ruach. Shenema ki oz asim yikir b'chazil egav asleich. The Yidden are going to be removed from their gaiva. When the corrupt judges and officers of Klal Yisrael are going to be taken away, it's then that Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar, v'ashiva yodi alayich, v'etzroich kabor sigoyich, v'ashiva shavtayich. When we're going to have our good judges again, that's a sign already of Yemos HaMashiach, right? We say, Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivarishoina, Umloich Aleinu Mehera, because Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivarishoina, if we're going to have the good old judges, that somehow is related to Mashiach coming. Omar Ula, Enu Yushalayim, Niftas Ela B'Tztaka, Shenemar Tzioin B'Mishpat Tipada, V'Shoveh B'Tztaka. Anyone that's ever been to a parlor meeting has heard that Gemara. Omar HaPapa, Ibatli Yehiri, if the Bali Gaiva are going to disappear, Batli Amgushi. We won't have to worry about the Amgushi. So the Amgushi were sorcerers. They were mechashvim. They used to give the Yidden a very hard time. And Rapapa said, you know why we have Amgushi? Because we have Yehiri. We have Bali Gaiva, and they bring in the Amgushi. So that, back of the envelope arithmetic, Ibatli Yehiri, Ibatli Amgushi. He said, Ibatli Dayani, if our corrupt judges will disappear, Ibatli Gazir Pate, then the corrupt non-Jewish judges will disappear as well. Ibatli Yehiri, Ibatli Amgushi, how did he know that? The Ksif, Etzrech, Kabor, Sigoyich, V'asir kobidilaych v'ibatli dayani batli garzipti. How did he know that? He said, "Heisr Hashem mishpat hayich pina ohivayich." Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said another very important Gemara. You have to put in quotations as it relates to all these Gemaras that we're learning now. Im ro'isa dar shemismayit v'hoylech. If you see a generation that's poiches v'hoylech, that has terrible tzaras that are affecting it, chakeloi, you should then turn your attention and start waiting for Mashiach. Shenemar ves am oni toshia. When Klai Yisrael is an am oni, it's precisely then that Mashiach is going to come. Am Rabbi Yechon and say, Im ro'isa dar shetzoris rabbis boyis olav. Kanor, there's so many tzoris. It's like the river flows, that's how the tzoris are flowing. Chakeloi, that's the time to wait for Mashiach. Shenemar ki yovoi kanor tzor ruach Hashem noises avoy. V'somuch lei, what does it say next to it? Uvo letzio in goyel. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon and said that you want to know when it's Mashiach. When the tzoris, im ro'isa dar shemismayit v'hoylech, im ro'isa dar shetzoris rabbis bo'is olav kanar, it's then chakeloi, because that is clearly signs of Mashiach. We're going to get back to that. Am Rabbi Yechon said, "Ei meidav v'bo'al b'dar shekulei zakei or kulei chayiv." Mashiach's going to come in a generation that's either kulei zakei or kulei chayiv. B'dar shekulei zakei. How do you know that? Tzev amich kulon tzadikim lo'ilam yeshu aretz. B'dar shekulei chayiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked, he saw there was nobody. It was a dar she kulay chayev. There wasn't one vestige of zchus. Nothing. Vashtei nachtem uksiv lemani ese. Om Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Shuban, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shuban Levi asked the following stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says beita. Viksiv achishana. The pasuk says hakotin yil elef. Vahatsoyer lugoy otzum ani Hashem ba'ita achishena. Now ba'ita means in its time. Mashiach's going to come in its time. What does achishena mean? It's going to happen really, really quickly. So which one is it? Rabbi Shua Malevi Rami. It says ba'ita and it says achishena. Said Rabbi Shua Malevi zochu achishena. If the Yidden are going to be zeicha, meaning they'll be deserving, then achishena, Mashiach's going to come even before ba'ita. Lo zochu, but if it Yidden aren't going to be deserving, then ba'ita, then it's going to happen only ba'ita. So we've spoken a lot about this in the past. Matz Hashem will speak a lot about this tomorrow, but for now, Zokta Gemara Vayta. Omer Rabbi Alexandri, Alexandri says, Reb Shulman Levi Rabbi, Ksiv, it says, Va'ari, am anone shmaye kvar enosh ase. So, Daniel, in his Nevu about Mashiach, says, I see Mashiach, and it's coming really, really swiftly. How swiftly? It's coming like a cloud, goes really, really fast. That's how Mashiach's coming. V'ksib, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, I have a stira. It says, Oni v'roich v'alach hamar, that Mashiach is an oni, he's a poor person, and he's riding on a donkey. So which one is it? Is Mashiach going to come really, really fast? Or is Mashiach going to come really, really slowly? So he said, Zachu, I'm Anoni Shmaya. Loi Zachu, Oni V'roiche V'alachamor. So you see over here that there's two ways Mashiach could come. Mashiach could come if we're Zoicha, and Mashiach can come if we're not Zoicha. If we're Zoicha, Achishenu. If we're Zoicha, that's the Nevuah in Daniel. Varu am anone shmaya kvar enosh ase. If we're not Zoicha, then it's going to happen only be'itai. If we're not happy Zoicha, it's going to come like that pasuk of Oni v'roich v'alachamar. Again, what this all means, so we're going to see that tomorrow. Omar le'ishvar malka l'shmol, amitu Mashiach al-chamar ase. He said that Mashiach's supposed to come on a chamar. Heard the rabbi say, Mashiach's a poor man, he's riding a donkey, it's moving really, really slowly. That's the whole idea of the chamar. It goes very, very slow. Meaning Mashiach is going to come. So he said, if you want, you know, I'm part of the royal family. I have one of these thoroughbreds. It's one, right? A triple crown. If you want, you can have my sus. Take it. Mashiach will come much faster. He told him, he says, I hear, it's not a bad idea. He says, maybe you have one that has different colors on it. Rashi says he was, I'm telling him something silly, telling her something silly. The idea was because he didn't want to engage in this conversation. And this Gemara is perhaps the defining Gemara in the entire sugya. Rav Shimon Levi saw Eliyahu Hanavi. He was sitting at the entrance to the cave where Rav Shimon Vayichai is buried. He was in Miron. On my way, he told him, Asino la alma da'asi? Am I going to merit a portion of the world to come? Unbelievable. Rav Shua Belevi is not sure if he's going to be Zoicha Teilam Hab. So the first thing he asks Eliyahu Hanavi when he sees him is, am I going to merit a portion to the world to come? On my way, so he told him, Im Yirtza Adai. Im Yirtza Hashem. Says, if Hashem wants, I don't know. Rav Shua Belevi says, interesting. Shnai Reisi. You know, we're only two people here, me and you, but the Koil Gimel Shamati. I hear the Koil of someone else. Rashi says it was the koil of the Shechina. So Rav Shua Levi continues talking to Eliyahu Hanavi. Amalei, he tells him, Emas Asi Mashiach. Tell me, Eliyahu Hanavi, when's Mashiach going to come? When is the Geula finally going to happen? Amalei, so he told him, why are you asking me? Zil Shaili the Dideh. Why don't you go ask Mashiach? He says, Mashiach? I didn't know he's around. Ve'echi Yosef, where is he? So he told him, Apischa Dekarta. He's sitting at the entrance to the gate. The Goyen says, the gates of Rome. Rashi says, the gates of Gan Eden. It's Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. We'll see that in a moment. He says, well, my simoni, okay, so I'm going to go to the gates of Rome. But how am I going to know who he is? See, he told him, Yosef b'nei Ani Soiv l'chaylon. It's a beautiful Gemara. He says, Mashiach sits together with the Choylem, with the Choyle Yisrael. And he says, v'kulon shoru v'asir b'chad zimno. And these Choylem all have bandages, and they have many bandages, and what they do is, they're keep on bandaging and unbandaging their wounds, but they do all of them at a time. So if someone has five, he'll take all five bandages off, and then he'll put all five down. But Mashiach, iu shori chad v'asachad, he only does one at a time. Why, Omar? Maybe I'm going to get a call right now that it's time for me to come, and I don't want to have to even wait that moment that it's going to take for me to put my bandages back on. Either way, that's what Mashiach is. Go to the gates of Rome. You're going to see a bunch of chaylim. Go look around. There's one person who is metapa with his bandage a little bit different than everybody else. He's Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Azal Gabe. Rav Shua ben Levi went to the gates of Rome and he saw Mashiach. Amaleis, he told him, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Amaleis, so Mashiach responded, Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. He said, Sholim Aleichem Bar Levi. Amaleis, he told him, Le'imas Asimar. He says, when are you going to come? Amalei Hayoy. He said, I'm going to come today. Says the Gemara, why? I couldn't believe it. So he goes running back to Eliyahu Hanavi. He goes back to Miron. He said, what did he tell you? So he said, Omalei, the first thing he told me was, Sholim Alecha Bar Levoi. Yeah, this verbatim. He said, Sholim Alech Bar Levoi. Omalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told him, now, the first question you asked me, whether you're going to have a portion of the world to come, you don't have to ask me that question anymore. You just got your answer. Because if Mashiach called you, he spoke to you, it means you're a Ben Olam Haba. Not just that, he mentioned your father's name. Bar Levi, it means your father's also a Bar Olam Haba. So, Rav Shua Levi was very happy. But then he told him, Amalei Shekuri Koshakarbi. I want you to know that Mashiach lied to me. Why? Why did he lie to you? He said, Amalei Hayoy Masino. Because I was there yesterday, and he told me he's coming today. And yesterday came and went. And Mashiach didn't come. Amalei, Eliyahu Hanavi told him, he didn't understand what he was telling you. Amalei, he was telling you, Hayoyim, but in the Kodesh Shemo. Mashiach could come today, But there's a condition. There's a pasuk. Hayoyim bekoyle sishmo. This is the song. Ema sasi mar. Hayoyim bekoyle sishmo. It's this gemara, right? So ema sasi mar. Mashiach said, when am I going to come? Hayoyim today and bekoyle sishmo. If you're going to listen to me, Mashiach absolutely, positively could come today. One more gemara. Shalu tamid the master beis ben kisma. The tamid the master beis ben kisma. Imasai ben David ba. When is Mashiach going to come? Amar say he told him misyore ani shema tevakshu mimenu ois. I'm afraid that you're going to want an ois from me, a proof that what I'm telling you is true. And I don't want to go down that road. We're not going to ask you. He says, okay, then I'll tell you when Mashiach is going to come. When this shar, this gate is going to fall down, and it's going to be rebuilt. It's going to fall again. And it's going to be rebuilt. And then it's going to fall a third time. So when the shar is going to fall a third time, you almost get the sense, like he's talking about a World War III. But when the shar is going to fall a third time, the Eimah speaking of Noisei, and we ourselves aren't going to be able to put the pieces together, Acha ben David ba, until Mashiach is going to come. Amrulei Rabbeinu tein lanu ois. So they told Rabbi Yisrael Kisma, can we have an ois? Amrulei like kacha martim li, shein atem bevakshim imenu ois. Didn't I tell you? I didn't want to tell you because I knew you were going to say this. They said, I hear, but no. Amrulei bevafal pikin, I'm a fart. Let's say it really quickly. Give us a noise. Amrulei, okay, listen, you know, you want it that badly. You have to be persistent. You really want it, I'll tell it to you. Imkach yehofchu mei ma'ores pamayas ladam. When the water of pamayas is going to turn into blood, if that happens, then you'll know what I'm telling you is true. Meaning, an ois that what you, Rebbe, are saying is true. He says, if that happens, you know I'm telling the truth, says the Gemara, v'nefchu l'dam. V'kachava, that's exactly what Abshas P'tir Osoi, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was nifter, Amulem amikuli, already, by the way, the P'tir of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is actually associated with one of the most infamous stories in the entire Torah Shabbat Peh. And that is when Rabbi Chanina ben Tradium was killed. The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was nifter, and all the chashuvei of Rome went to his Levaya, and on their way back, they saw Chanina ben Tradian, who was teaching Torah b'Rabim, and it's precisely that's when he was killed. But either way, it says the Gemara, B'shas p'tirase, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was nifter, Amalem, he told him, Hamikuli aroini. He says, take my urn, and I want you to put it very, very deep in the ground. Why? She'ein kol dekel v'dekel shababavol, she'ein sushal parsiyim nikshabai. Because there's going to be a time where every single dekel in Bavel is going to have a horse of a Persian tied to it. Okay, that wasn't this point. This point was the next thing. There's going to be a time where there won't be an iron Eretz Yisrael where the horses from Madai are going to eat heaven. So I know that at some point they're going to want to take all the aroinos out. So do me a favor, just dig me very, very deep inside the ground. It's like this, maybe they won't find my yard. And that was what Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, B'shas P'tirasa. Either way, we had another Festa Amid Gemara. And by the way, there's a lot more to come. But another Festa Amid Gemara with regards to Mashiach. And again, there's so much here, so many different Mamori Chazal, and it's very difficult to try to reconcile all of this. But I think it is Kedai to try to come up with a few things, a few Dvarim Mesuyamim that we can take out of this Gemara. So just two Aris on this Amid Gemara. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Im ra'isa dar shemismait v'hoylech chakeloi." If you see a generation that's poiches v'hoylech, where things seem to be going really, really badly, it's a sign that Mashiach's coming. Therefore, chakeloi shenemar v'am oni toshia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the am oni. Then Rabbi Yochanan continued. He said, "Im ra'isa dar shetzaris rabbis boyisol." If you see a dar that has many terrible tzaris, chakeloi, you should wait and daven for Mashiach. Shenemar ki yovei kanor tzach ruach Hashem. Noisus aboy. V'somachle. And right next to it, it says uvolatziyim doyals. Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, said that you want to know what a simon of the coming of Mashiach is. If you see a generation with this terrible tzaris, the tzaris are flowing like the waters of a river, that means that Mashiach's coming. And as a result, he said chakeva. Rabbi Chanan, in his ikfas of the Mashiach, at the very end, the very, very end, he quotes the famous Gemara in the Sechtis Makis Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. And just for a little bit of context, Rabbi Chanan, of course, was Hashem Yimkum Dama. He was killed by the Nazis during World War II. And Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud Muvik of the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim famously said that he felt that his generation was very much the times of Ikhsan Mashiach. I once heard from the Mashkiach, Rabbi Tzio, I'm sure Dovi has all the pratim of the story, but I once heard from the Mashkiach, Rabbi Tzio, he said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Elie Lapian, that Rabbi Chanan was in England between World War I and World War II. And he told him that Chafetz Chaim told him after World War I that this is the first part of three wars that eventually will bring Mashiach. He said the second one will happen be'erech 25 years after the first one, which was absolute nevuah. And he said it's going to be much worse than the first one. But he said that's not going to be it. There's going to be a third war. That's going to be Gog U'Magog, and that's when Mashiach is finally going to come. But either way, the Chafetz Chaim spoke a lot about the coming of Mashiach. I mean, they witnessed, come on, every Gemara that we just learned, they saw in their generation. It's terrible what was going on, and Rabbi Chanan as well. Either way, at the end, to try to give chizuk, and to try to make his point of Ikfas in the Mashiach. So Rabbi Chanan quoted the Gemara Masechtas Makis Daf Chavdala, the last Gemara. Kvar Hoy Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozman ben Azayev, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Mahalchim Baderech. So the Gedoyle Atoinon, these were the Chachme Yavna. They all were walking together, says the Gemara. And they came to the Har Habayis. And Kivon Sheigiu Lahar Habayis. Ro Shul Sheyotzim Yves Kotche Akadoshim. They saw a fox emerge from the part of the Har Habayis where once upon a time the Kodesh HaKadoshim said, Hischilu Heim Baich, and they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amrulay, they told Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Matam Mitzachik, why are you laughing? Amalahem. So he turned to them and he said, Mipnei Matam Baichim. He said, why are you crying? Amrulay, they told him, Makam Shakasa Bai, Vahazar Akarev Yumas. This was a place that was so Kodesh that a Zar, a Yid, if he would go, was Chayiv Misa. Even the Kohen Gadol couldn't go if it wasn't Yom Kippur. The Achshav, and now Shualim Hilchu Boy. Now a fox, a behemoth, Tmeya, is going out of there. V'lo Nifka, shouldn't we cry? You're missing the whole point. That's exactly why I'm laughing, the Chsiv. Because the Pasuk says, V'idoli Edim Nemonim Es Uriah HaKohen Ves Vischaryo Ben Yivach. Yeshaya Novi says that there are going to be two Edim Nemonim, Uriah HaKohen and the Novi Zechariah. V'chimayin Yen Uriah Etzel Zechariah. Uriah ben Mikdash Rishon, Vizchaya ben Mikdash Sheni. Elo, Tola Hakosin, Nevoasin Shal Scharia, Vinevoasin Shal Uriah. Shabbi Akiva had a drasha. He said Yeshaya Navi was equating on some level the Nevuah of Uriah and the Nevuah of Zechariah. But Uriah said, by Uriah, the Pasuk says, Lochein, Beglalchem Tzion Tzodeti Choresh. Tzion, the Harabayas is going to be plowed like a field. V'yushalayim iyan tiyeh v'harabayas levam yisyar. It's going to be a forest. B'scharya k'siv oid yesh v'uskenim v'uskenis b'rchoy v'yushalayim v'sham m'shante b'yadoy m'roiv yavim. So said Rabbi Akiva, there were these two nevuas. Nevuas that were literally mikatsa la katsa. Uriah spoke about how terrible things are going to be. That the situation is going to reach such a low point where Tzion Tzodeti Choresh, Yerushalayim Ian Tia, Vaharabayas Labamis Yar. Zechariah said just the opposite. O Yesh Vuskein of Iskenos, Choves Yerushalayim. He said, actually, in the sky of Vuasi Shal Uriah, Hayisim Misyare, Shalay Tiskayim Nevuas Ishal Zechariah. But Achshav Shen Iskayim Nevuas Ishal Uriah, now that I see that the Nevuah of Uriah happened, because Shualim Hilchubai, the Harabayas became like a forest. And now I know and Belashan Hazeh Amrulay, they turned to Rabbi Akiva, who had an ability to always give people chizik. Akiva Nichamtoni, Akiva Nichamtonu, Hajr Allah, right? That's the siyum to Masechtas Makis. Either way, Rabbi Chanan writes at the very end of his Ikfas the Meshicha, he says, V'chein anachnu, I'll read to you from inside, B'roiseinu, Shemeskaimim banu kol advarim she'ido hashira. He was referring to Shira Sazino, how the Pasuk says, K'yodin Hashem amoy, V'alavod of Yisnechem. The Pasuk we spoke about last night. So he said that you see the first part of the pasuk was niskayim to such a degree. Ki yodin Hashem amoy biyodua. It has to be that the second half of the same pasuk is going to be niskayim as well. Gam va'alavod of yisnechom v'rakolenu l'shtadol liyos b'chal avdei Hashem. You know what we have to do? Val'avod of yisnechom. We just have to be avodim. So if we could be avodim, we'll be zoichetem to val'avod of yisnechom. But either way, Rabbi Chanan was giving the same chizik Rabbi Akiva was giving. He came to the point where that was the only chizik he can give. Rabbi Akiva said, it's terrible, it's horrible. The only thing I could say is that if this terrible nevuah happened, then the good nevuah is probably going to happen as well. So said Rabbi Chanan, it's one pasuk. Kiyodin Hashem amoy, val'avod of yisnechom. If kiyodin Hashem amoy happened, that's the really bad nevuah. That's the equivalent of Uriah's nevuah. Then it's mistaber that the good nevuah, the nevuah of Zechariah, v'alavod of Yisnechem, a pasuk in the Torah, that that nevuah is going to happen as well. But the truth is that it's a little deeper than that. That is, Vilna Gaon, in his Evan Shlema, brings, the pasuk says, it's an Amos Perikei, Nafla loisosov limpoil, oid kum besuas Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is going to fall. They're not going to fall again. Kum besuas Yisrael, and that's going to somehow bring in the Yeshua. So the Gaon asks, what does it mean? Nafla Yidden are going to fall, and they're not going to fall again. If you're on the ground, you can't fall. You'd have to stand up first. So Nafla, if they fell, then by definition, it's not possible to fall again. You can't fall if you're lying on the ground. Said the Vilna Gaon, Pshat is when the Yidden are going to fall, and they're going to fall to such a degree that it's impossible for them to fall more, because they literally hit rock bottom. It's at that point that you know Kum Mesulas Yisrael. That's when Mashiach's going to come. Medrash says it's Nari Meyofar Kumi when Klai Yisrael Magia LaOfer Misham Asidim Ligo. But when there's Nafla Leisosav Limpo, it's at that point that's Kum Mesulas Yisrael. So Shteling Tzu Sedek Sam Soif in a Jerusha. He said that's the Tifkeit in the Gemara over there in Masechtas Makis. Pashit Rabbi Kiva was making a hackish that there was the Navu of Uriah, there was Navu of Zachariah. So actually, in the sky of this, maybe that won't be in the sky. But if Uriah happened, then it means that Zechariah is going to happen. Okay. So it's much deeper than that. You know what the Tifkeit is? The Tifkeit is this Vart. That's when it's Kum Mesulas Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, when they reach a point where they can't go down anymore, the only place they can go is up. At that point, there's no choice other than Kum Mesulas Yisrael. When Rabbi Akiva saw that Shul was Yoytze Mibes Kodesh HaKadosh, he started laughing. You know why? Because he felt we hit rock bottom. At this point, you can't go any lower. It's not possible. It's not physically possible for things to get any worse. And if it's not physically possible for things to get any worse, at that point, he said, it's the Kemen Mekavazayin LeYeshua, because at this point, it's taken not possible for it to get any worse. The Sephorna in Parshas Vayetze, we all know the Pasuk. V'hoya zarecha kafar ha'aretz, u'faratz the yama v'kedma, v'tzafayna v'negma v'nivruchu v'chal kol mishmachay z'adama, u'vazarecha. Listen to the words of the Sephorna. And then, what does that mean? When the situation is going to be so bad that we're going to be betachlos ashiflos. V'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz. Oz, it's precisely at that point that it's going to be kum besuas Yisrael. That's when it's going to be in the sky and the v'vosu shol schario. Oz tifroitz ba'aretz. Asherat ha'shoichev v'olea b'chol tzad. Yoma v'kedma v'tzafoyna v'negma. Ki omnan tshuas ha'kelo asida tia acher roif shiflos Yisrael. That when Klai Yisrael is in the shvala matzav, when Klai Yisrael is v'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz, it's at that point precisely ufaratz the yom of a kedma v'tzafayna v'negma. That's the drashas Chassam Sofer who explains the tifkeit in that hekish between the Nevuah of Uriah, the Nevuah and Zechariah. I thought that maybe this is also related to the idea that the Heilige Bnei Yisascha brings in Maimer Tamazov, where he talks about that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, and what he brings from the Rebbe, Rav Doivber, who the Mezritcha Magid, who said that when the Goyim came in to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kruvim were Me'urim Zevazai, even though they were only supposed to be Me'urim, Bizman Sha'oisim Ritzan HaShamakim. But the point is, there's a counterintuitive idea, and that is that when Klai Yisrael is low, bad things happen. But when they reach such a low point where things can't get any worse, Adarabba, that's when things get better. When the Nega is Hafach Kulay Lavan, it's tough, right? That's the Tifkai, where it's Nafla, but it's so low that it's like Saisav Limpoil Oid, it can't get worse. Kum Besuas Yisrael. When it's Vahoya Zaracha Kafara Oretz, then it's Ufaratz the Yom of the Kedma. Where Yekiva saw the Shul Yoitzim Ibeis Kedosh HaKedoshim, now he was happy. He wasn't laughing. It doesn't say Rabbi Kiva saw the Churban Gaval. It's so funny. It doesn't say that. Kiva was, you know, Rabbi Kiva laughed when we hit rock bottom. That was when he laughed. When it got so bad, it was so ridiculous. It was so low, he knew at this, that's precisely when Mashiach comes. Mashiach wasn't born during the 9 days. He wasn't born on Shavasa Betamiz or Asari Betavis. He wasn't born on Rosh Chodesh Av when it's Mismata Besimcha. He was born on Tisha B'Av. He was born on the lowest of low. At the low point, that's when the Geula comes. That's when it's the Kum Besulas Yisrael. But either way, Zavada says Rabbi Yechanan, when things are bad, it's not good. But when you see it so bad, the tzaris are coming like the Nar Chakeloi, because that's a sign that Mashiach's coming. When things are that bad. Either way, just one other Ha'ara. So we mentioned Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Mitzal Yohanav, And he asks Eliyahu HaNavi, Emas Kosimar, when's Mashiach coming? He says, when do you ask? He says, Mashiach, I didn't realize I can go talk to him. He says, yeah, he's sitting at the gates of Rome. So Rashi says, it's really the gates of Gan Eden. The Vilna Goyen says, the gates of Rome. He asked him, he told him, Hayoyim. He's a liar. He says, no, you don't understand. Not Hayoyim Mamish today. What he meant was Hayoyim in Bekoidlai Sishma. But one thing is a little bit mashma from this Gemara. It's mashma from the Gemara that Mashiach is alive. He's a boss of Adam. In Rabbi Shua ben Levi's dar, he was sitting at the gates of Rome, right? He's a person. He's a chayla. He has bandages. As always, mashma in the Gemara. So I saw that Magal Siyam on this Gemara, he brings Rabbi Chaim Vital. This is Rabbi Chaim Vital. He's a real person. Tzadik, obviously. Noiled me ish v'isha. He's a yolud ish v'isha. V'yigodo bitzid kosoi ad keitzai yomim. V'yiske b'maisav linaran kadishin. He's going to be zoicha to tremendous madrigas. V'oz b'yoy mahush ala keitz. When Hashem is ready to reveal him as being Mashiach, Hashem is going to take a neshama from Gan Eden. He's going to put it inside of him. And he's going to be the goyel. So they're both true. It's elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Mashiach is sitting at the gates of Rome, and Mashiach is also in Gan Eden. How's that possible? Mashiach, the person, is a real person, a regular person. He's a yeludish, the isha. He's sitting at the.
To go speak to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so he's sitting at the gates of Rome. In terms of his the neshama, that's in Gan Eden. That's the elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. But it's yidua. The chasam sofer in the tshuva. It's in the chelik vav. The chasam sofer in the tshuva. Listen. The sofer in the tshuva. It's in tshuva tzadik ches. It's in shaylos the tshuva chelik vav. I'll read it to you inside. Behine. Behod the bias ben David. Tzorich ani la'tzia atza achas. There's something I need to explain to you. You have to know this in order to be able to understand Mashiach. Listen to this. Shaya goyel harishoyin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first goyel. He was the first one to take the yidden out of their first galus Mitzrayim. Nizdakim Shmoy Neshon. Moshe was already 80 years old. He was an old man. He had no idea that he was Mashiach. Even when Hashem came to him by the snare and he told him, he didn't want the shtela. He didn't want the position. Give it to my brother Aharon. Says the Chasam Sofer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the first goyel. But he had no idea that he was the goyel. Kein yim yetz Hashem ha-goyel la'achrayim. The same thing is going to be the goyel la'achrayim. U'miyoyim shechar beis hamikdash, from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, literally, from that day, miyad noilad echad ha-ro'i b'tzidkos elias goyel. At that point, somebody was born who could have been the goyel. U'kshegi azman, yigale elav Hashem yizbarach, v'yishlechu, v'oz ye'ore olav ruchay shal Mashiach ha-tomu v'gonaz l'maylo. Ad boy, I'm skipping a little bit. Kein hoye begoyel a rishoin, vechein yeh begoyel a achron. Va'atzadik hazeh ba'atzmo, he says, the Chasam Sofer, eine yodeya. He doesn't know he's Mashiach. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know he was Mashiach, this tzadik doesn't know that he's Mashiach either. Uba v'noseinu, ki robu, kvar kama v'kama mesu, v'loi zochinu shi'ar alem ruchesh al Mashiach, ki gam heim roi lakach, aval ador loi hoye roi. And it says, a matter of fact, you know how many Mashiachs died? Every generation, there's a Mashiach who dies. Someone who could have been Mashiach, he would have been, had the dar been roi lakach. The problem is that the dar wasn't roi. Ulam, k'shigi azmanim yetz Hashem, yigal le'elav Hashem, k'may l'moshe b'sneh, v'yishalcheu, oy li'yisroel, levadai le'melech. Either way, it'll be neskalatism. So Mashiach is a boss of a dar. Now, he has a special neshama that he doesn't have now, said Reb Chaim Vital. That neshama is in Gan Eden, and when it's time for him to come out, he's going to be infused with that neshama, and that's Rashi who says Mashiach is in Gan Eden. I, the Goyin, said he's in Roimi. Right, the Goyin can argue with the Rishon. I, the Goyin, said he's in Roimi. It's both true. The boss of Adam at that point was a Chayla, who was at the gates of Rome. That's where he was. Now, from that Gemara, it sounds like he knew he was Mashiach. I'm just telling you the Mahalach of the Reb Chaim Vital, the Hoichet, the Mahalach. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaiter. Omar Ula said, Yesi, I want Mashiach to come. But I hope that I'm not there when Mashiach comes. So Ula said, I'm davening for Mashiach because the Yid has to ask for, you have to wait for Mashiach. But at the same time, he said, I would prefer if I'm not there when Mashiach comes. V'chein am a rabbi. Rabbi said the same thing. Yesi, but I hope I'm not there. Rabbi Yosef said, Yesi, I hope Mashiach comes. The eske, I want to be zoicha, the isef betula de kufisa de chamre. May I be zoicha to sit in the shadow of the tzaya of the donkey of Mashiach. Mashiach is ani v'roich v'alach amar. Says, I'm willing to sit in the shade of the tzaya that comes out of that donkey. Amar Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye, who was Rabba's Talmud, Amar told him, my time. He says, Rebbe, Rabba, why do you want to be the one Mashiach? Everybody wants to be the one Mashiach comes. So he told him, Ilema is the reason Mashum Chevli Mashiach. Because you're worried about the Chevli Mashiach. But tiny, we learned in a brayse. Shol, tell me this, Rabbi Lozo. Ma yasod v'inas mechevli Mashiach. What should a person do to spear himself Chevli Mashiach? Yasik b'terig v'ilz chasod. You know what you should do? You should learn Torah, and you should do chesed. Umar, and you, Rebbe, ha Torah, v'agmilz chasodim. You have Torah v'gmilz chasodim. So he said, what are you worried about? Amar Leisi, he told him, it's true. I have Torah v'gmilz chasodim, but Shem yigrim chet. Maybe I'll do an Avera between now and then, and maybe I'll lose my Torah and my Gmilas Chasadim, and I won't be protected. Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, you have nothing to worry about, I'm going to watch you. Because the pasuk also says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzeloi, that Yaakov was very worried. It doesn't make sense. How could Yaakov have been so worried if Hashem just gave him a Havtocha? He was worried that maybe he'll do an Avera, and because of that, he's going to lose out. Like we learned in a Brayse, and this is, of course, a Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet fame. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Zubi Arishayna, Ad Yavar Amzukanisa. So the Yidden, when they sang Shira, so they said, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzukanisa. Now, the first Ad Yavar is referring to the Bir Rishayna, when the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yeshua Benot. The second Ad Yavar is referring to the Bir Shliya. That's when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra. And the Pasuk seems to equate the two, makish the two. Emer Meyato, Ruin Hoy Yisrael, Lassel, Amnes, Bir Shliya, Givir Rishayna. The Yidden could have had a miracle by the Bir Shliya, just like he had by the Bir Rishayna. Elo, you know why they weren't Zaycha to it? Shagar Machet, because they didn't have Averus. So what do you see from here? You see that Averus can cause a person to have a... What chet was it, by the way? What was the chet? So the Marsha says in his Chedush HaKadosh, I think he says in a Masech Tzuma, Daf Yudam at Beis, the chet was that the Yidden didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara says 42,360 that went up to Eretz Yisrael, but most of the Yidden stayed behind. That was the chet. The chet was they didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Had they gone to Eretz Yisrael, then it could be that everything would have zokti gemar v'chein Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said the same thing. Yeisi v'lo yachmina. I hope Mashiach comes, but I don't want to see it. Amalei Reishlokish. Reishlokish said, are you worried because you're afraid that the following pasuk, a pasuk in Amos Perikei, is going to be Niskayim? The pasuk says that you're going to be like someone who runs away from a lion, and as you're running from the lion, you're going to bump into a bear, and then you're going to come home, you're finally going to make it home, you're going to think you're safe, you're going to put your hand on the door, there's going to be a snake that's going to bite you. So Rabbi Yechon, is that what you're worried about? Because you think that pasuk is talking about loss of love and Mashiach Saitan, and you're afraid? But he says, I think most people can use this as an analogy for their life on this world. Right? Think about it, says the Gemara. The person goes out to the field. A santa, that was a tax collector. He comes. So he doesn't take the phone call, right? Because he doesn't want to meet him. Then he goes home. Then the gabbai comes after him for money. That's Daimek Kamisha Pagai Daif. So then when he finally comes home, he sees a matzah banu of nois and mutalam berach. Whoever he goes, he needs money. This tax collector wants from him, that tax collector, and then finally he comes home, his children want from him. He's done with commission. She says, what are you worried about? He says, this, I think this was in Sky. We have this today. That's not Chevli Mashiach. I don't think you have to worry. Elo, he said, Mishum Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Shalu no Uruim Yoilid Zachar. Is it possible for a man to give birth to a baby? The answer is not. So he said, Madua Roisi, says the Navi. This is Yirmiyo talking. He says, how come I saw Kol Gever Yadav Al Chalotzav, that they're a man, they're holding themselves as if they're giving birth. And their faces have turned pale. That maybe is the tkufa of Ikfasu de Mashiach, where before Mashiach comes, there's going to be Chevle Leida, and in this case, there's a little bit of a pun here, where the men are going to have Chevle Leida. Sakti Gemara. I was thinking the same thing. Myro Isi Kol Gever, Amar Rava Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Misha Kol Gvura Shalai. I'm going to tell you what this pasuk means. You know what the pasuk really means? Meaning it's not possible for a man to give birth. So when it says Madur Isi Kol Gever Yadav, the Gever is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi. Misha Kol Gvura Shalai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in pain. Why? And what does it mean that everyone's faces are going to turn pale, and that will explain why Hashem is in such pain. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Halalu Masa Yadai, Falalu Masa Yadai, Hecha Abedelu B'Pneyelu, because Lassa Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wanting to bring the Geula. But the Geula is going to come on the backs of the Umay Sa'ilam, on the Cheshvin of Goygu Magli. And Hashem is going to say, Mecha Tesi, I should redeem Klai Yisrael and take out Goygu Magli, Halalu Masa Yadai, Falalu Masa Yadai, right? Masa Yadai, Toivin Biyam. So these are my Masa Yadai as well. It's at that point that the faces of Pamal Yosham Mal and Pamal Yosham Mata are going to be Nefach Liye Rokin, they're going to turn pale. Because Yidin, who had thought that the Geula is going to come, now they're going to see that maybe Geula is not going to come. Either way, Amar Papa, I had a what people mean when they say, Rohat Venafel Tura, an axe runs and falls, Va'azel Vashadi Le Susya. And then the master of the ox takes its trough and gives it to a horse. Rashi explains the mashal. This is like a Dubna Magiz mashal. The mashal was, it was a person who had a shar. He really liked his shar. He also had a sus. He liked the sus, but not as much as the shar. And he used to take his treasure trough and he would give it to the ox. One day the ox got injured and it couldn't be busy with the trough anymore. So he said, I'll take the trough, I'll give it instead to my sus. Then when the ox got better, so the master had to take the trough from the horse and give it back to him. But it was hard for him because he loved the horse as well. So that somehow is the mashal to HaKadosh Baruch who loves Klai Yisrael more than Umay Sa'ilam. But Halalu Masa Yadai, they're also Masa Yadai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem loves them too. It's not going to be that easy to take Eretz Yisrael back and give it to the Yidden. It's not going to be as easy as you think it is. Either way, this was the fear of Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that I'd rather not witness. I'd rather not be there. I hope Mashiach comes, but better if I'm not there. Om Rav Gidel, Om Rav, Asidim Yisrael. By the way, so what does it mean when we daven v'sachzeno inenu b'shufcha otzim b'rachamem? Well, we're more self-confident than Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba and the Gedolei Amiram. What's that? Let me know when it's done. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Asidim Yisrael, the Ochli Shnei Mashiach. The Yidin are going to participate during the Shnei Mashiach. Who said this? Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told Rav Gidol, Pshita, really? Ve'leman ochlehu, who else? If not the Yidden, who else is going to be around when Mashiach is going to come? Chiluk u'bilik ochlehu? Is it going to be chiluk u'bilik? So I don't know who they were. Rashi's the one really people. Either way, but it was a way of saying, Vendan. Zach the Gemara, lafuke Rav Hill. No, Rav was saying something very profound. As a matter of fact, he was coming, lafuke something that Rav Hill said. Amar, ein Mashiach li'Yisrael. Mashiach's not coming. Shekfar achlu b'meches giyo. Because the Yemoisim Mashiach happened already. When did it happen? Happy Mechit. So we had the Gemara that said the Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. Here, Rav Hill ratcheted it up a level. He said, no, not Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. You might say Mashiach already happy Mechizkiyo. So what does that mean? So we can see the Gemara is going to talk about it again in tomorrow's daf. As a matter of fact, Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is going to say, may Hashem forgive Rav Hill for saying something like this. What do you mean? Chas v'shalom to think that Shekvar Ba and Shekvar Achlu b'mechizkiyo. Omar Rav, Rav said, Le'ivri Alma, El L'David. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Le'moisha, Rav Yochanan Omar, Le'mashiach. And this is, of course, of the Droshas El Ami fame, right? We spoke about this at great length at the end of the daf on Friday, whether the Iker, the Tachlis of Bria Sa'ilam was David. Rashi says, who was David? Shaya Asad Le'mer Kama Shiris V'sishbachos. Le'moisha, B'shvel Moisha, Shaya Asad Le'kabal Es HaTorah. So two Drachim was the Iker David HaMelech, who sang Shiras V'Sishbachis, who was the Iker Moshe, who was Mekabel the Torah. So we spoke at the Drosim from Amiel, who said that sounds like David, that's more maybe the Chesidish HaMahalach of Shiras V'Sishbachis. Moshe, that's a little bit more the Litvish HaMahalach. Rabbi Yochanan said, L'Mashiach, either way, Zokta Gemara, Mashmai. What's Mashiach's name? Devei Rav Shela, Omri Rav Shela said, Shiloh Shmai. The name of Mashiach is Shiloh. Shenema Adki Yavai Shiloh. The Rabbi Yana Yamri, Yinoin Shmai. Mashiach's name is Yinoin. Shenema Yehi Shmoy Lo Olam Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmoy. Dvei B'Chanina Amar Chanina Shmoy. His name is Chanina. Shenema Ashrei Loi Etein Lohem Chanina. V'yesh Oymer Menachem Ben Chizkiyo Shmoy. Shenema Ki Rochak Mimena Menachem Meshev Nafshi. Rabbanan Amri Chivoro Dvei Rebbe Shmoy. Shenema Ochein Chol Yeinu Hu Nosu Machivinu Sevolo Vanachtu Chashov Nu Nogu Amukei Eloikim Umauna. Amar Rav Nachman. Stop here. But just before we finish, one last Torah, and that is the topic of Dav Tzadik Zayin, Dav Tzadik Ches, Dav Tzadik Tes, is the sugya of Mashiach. And many of the well-known Gemaras, well-known Machloikesin, as it relates to the end of days, specifically the Geula Aseda and the coming of Mashiach, are mentioned right here in the Gemara's in Perek Chelek. The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis said, Omar Rav, Rav said, Kolu Kol Hakitzen, that all the Zmanim that Chazal and that the Nevi'im had said are Zmanim for when Mashiach is supposed to come, they've all come and gone. Meaning, at this point, we're not waiting for a predetermined time. Rather, ve'ein ha'davar taloi, ela b'tshuva u'masim tovim. All we need to do right now is tshuva. We have to do masim tovim. And as long as we're going to do that, Mashiach's going to come. Meaning, there's certain zmanim before which Mashiach could not have come. But said, Rav, kalu kala kitzin. All those kitzin already passed. So, what are we waiting for? Really, us. As soon as we do tshuva and as soon as we do masim tovim, at that point Mashiach is going to come. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, I disagree with you, Rav. Rather, dayoy la'ovel sheyamoy be'evloy. What does that even mean? So Rashi said two pshatim, and what that means. In the second pshat, Rashi said, dayoy la'ovel, dayin li'Yisrael tsar golos afilu b'loy tshuva nigolim. Meaning, even if Klal Yisrael is not going to do tshuva u'masim tovim, but that in and of itself, that Klal Yisrael is in golos, and they have to endure the tsar of the golos, even without tshuva, even if they never do tshuva, they're going to have a gula. And the Gemara said that really, this machloikis Rav and Shmuel, which the way Rashi explains, is a machloikis whether or not the geula at this point could come, even if we don't do tshuva, meaning Rav said, "Ein adaber talui ela b'tshuva masim tovim." Shmuel said, "Dai lovel shiyamid be'evli," which Rashi says in his second shot, "Afilu b'loy tshuva nigalan." So this machloek is whether or not we need tshuva masim tovim for the geula, or we could have the geula even without tshuva masim tovim, is really a machloek is tanon. Not only a machloek is tanon, it's a machloek is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yishuv. The Gemara said, "Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer said, im Yisrael oisin tshuva nigalan. If the Yidden are going to do tshuva, they're going to have a geula. Ve'im lav, and if not, ein nigalan." Very clearly, Shitas Rav, that you have to do tshuva. Amali Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, "Im ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin." You're telling me that if the Yidden are not going to do tshuva, they're not going to have a geula. Can't be. Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu Maimel HaMelech Shegzei Rois of Kashis Kahaman. In the event that the Yidden are going to be in a situation where the geula has to come, but they're not doing tshuva, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to manipulate the situation. He's going to appoint a king who is going to impose very, very harb gzeiros, how harb kihaman, the Yisrael oisin tshuva, it's going to force the hand of the Yidden, umachziron lemutav, and as a result of that, they're going to go ahead, and they are going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the geula is going to come. So says the Gemara, this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether ein adaber toloi ela b'tshuva masim tovim, we have to do tshuva. Or dai lovel sheyamoy be'evloi, the geula can come because of the avelus, because of the tzar of the golos, even if we don't do tshuva, is really a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Im Yisrael oisin tshuva nigalim ve'im lav ein nigalim." Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ein oisin tshuva ein nigalim." It can't be. Kadosh Baruch Hu be maimel ha'melech shekzei rois of kashis kahaman. The Yisrael oisin tshuva machzirin lemutav. Then the Gemara brings another brisa, a Tanya idach. That brisa is a much longer brisa. It's also Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're hashing it out. Rabbi Eliezer is bringing rayas from Psukim in Nach to his Shita. Rabbi Yeshua is bringing rayas from Psukim in Nach to his Shita. But in the final analysis, we have a rather very fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the great Amiron, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the great Tanon, which, according to Rashi, is a machloikis, whether or not we need to do tshuva u'masim tovim in order to be redeemed, or it's possible that the geula will come even if we don't do tshuva u'masim tovim. Maybe you could say, and maybe it's even emes, we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. And really, it's a braisa that begins on the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei noldu avos. The avos HaKadoshim were born in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei mesu avos. The avos passed away in Chodesh Tishrei. B'pesach noilad Yitzchak. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkida Sarah Rachel v'chana. B'Rosh Hashanah yotze Yosef mibeso asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah batla avoyda me'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. B'nisan nigalu b'tishrei asidim ligoyal. So Rabbi Eliezer attributed many, many of the great milestones and the Jewish milestones in Jewish history to the month of Tishrei. Specifically, B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot. Rabbi Shua said, no, all those milestones that you, Rabbi Eliezer, said took place in Chodesh Tishrei really happened in Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nivra Olam. B'Nisan Naldu Avos. B'Nisan Mesu Avos, etc., etc. And finally, B'Nisan Nigalu. And B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Asher Negelin Yoneinu, we have a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Geula Hasida is going to be in Chodesh Tishrei, or the Geula Hasida is going to be in Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nigalu, that's not a Machlekes. The question is, when is the Geula Hasida going to be? Rabbi Eliezer said, B'Nisan Nigalu, or B'Tishrei Asidim Ligoyel. Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Nigalu, and B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Yesh Loimar, the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua here in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, is the same Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua here in Sanhedrin, Sadik Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer holds et Yisrael oisin tshuva nigalim, v'imlav ein nigalim. The only way the Geula is going to come is if we do tshuva. So Rabbi Eliezer Lashitasi says, when's the Geula going to come? It's going to come in Chodesh Tishrei. That's the Chodesh of tshuva. So we're going to do tshuva in Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. That's the Zman, that's Masugal Tshuva. That's the time we do tshuva. So B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it's no shaychis. You don't have to do tshuva. Even if you don't do tshuva, the Geula is going to come. Oh, if that's the case, Lav Davka, it's B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot. Like the original Geula was B'Nisan, this Geula is also going to be B'Nisan. But the truth is, if you take a look at the Marsha has a big problem with Shitas Rashi. The Marsha says, number one, it's not Mistaber that the Geula can come if Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who said, ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin, it's not because the maskana he holds there could be a Geula without tshuva. And the truth is, the Marsha says, read the words of Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Im ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin, ela kodesh baruch hu maimid lahem melech, shek zei rois of kosho is kohaman, vi yisrol oisin tshuva, umachsiru lamutav. Avada, says the Marsha, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, that the only way the Geula is going to come is if Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. The machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, whether or not Klal Yisrael on their own is going to have to do tshuva, that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalim v'imlav ein nigalin. Rabbi Yeshua is arguing that if the Yidden are going to find themselves in a situation where it's so hard for them to come through to a tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to force their hand. He'll be kafaleim harkigiga, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate the situation to get the Yidden to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maimid lahem melech shek zei rois of kosho is kohaman. Read the Gemara, says the Marshal. V'Yisrael oisin tshuva umachsirin lamutav. Meaning, avada, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, the Geula is only going to come if Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. The shail is mer nit, if the tshuva has to come mitzidenu, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu may force us, he's going to force our hand and ultimately get us to do tshuva. But on tshuva, says the Marsha, there's no Geula. And the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is mernit, if the tshuva has to come from us, or whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu may put us in a situation we're going to do tshuva. If you look at the Lashon of the Marsha says the Machloikis is whether the tshuva has to be Ritzoynis, or it could be Hechreches. Meaning, does it have to come from a deep place of Ratzon Alev where we want to do tshuva? Or it could be, no, it's going to be a Bechina, of like we said, Kof Aleim, Harkigigas. We really, the Yidden are not holding by doing tshuva. But this Gzeris that Akosh is Kohaman, and we're going to have no choice but to come together on some level, and like this, we're going to end up doing tshuva. In the Nusach of some of the other Svarim HaKadoshim, the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua is whether the tshuva is going to have to be in Nisarusa de Lasata, or maybe it's going to be in Nisarusa de La'ela. Rabbi Eliezer holds it has to be Nisarusa de La'sata. Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalim, v'im lav ein nigalim. We ourselves have to come to a matzav of tshuva. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds it could be in Nisarusa de La'ela. That even if ein Yisrael oisim tshuva, even if we don't do tshuva, meaning even if we're not the instigator of the tshuva, we're not the ma'ir of the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ma'irik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. But at the end of the day, you want to know how the tshuva is going to, the Geula is going to play itself out. Bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, bein l'Rabbi Yeshua, the only way it's going to play itself out is if Klal Yisrael does tshuva. And the truth is, the Psuki HaTorah are very mashma that way as well. The Psukim say, Parshas V'aschanim, B'tzar l'chom, so ucha kalad v'orim e'ela, ba'achris ha'yomim,
What's going to happen? He's going to be tzores b'achos ayom and v'shavta ad Hashem aloikecha v'shamata b'koyloi. And parshas nitzovim. V'hoye ki yovoyu alecha kol advor me'el. Abrocha v'aklol asher nosati l'vanecha v'shavta ad Hashem aloikecha v'shamata b'koyloi. Psuki ha-toyra. It sounds like the way the gula is going to come, even if this tzores, the way the gula is going to come is at the end of the day, there's going to be some level of tshuva. Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is mernit in the echos of the tshuva. Does it have to be a tshuva ritzoynes? It has to be a sarusa de l'sata, or could it be a tshuva hechreches? Could it be a tshuva mele'ela? The Mashal runs with this commentary throughout the Gemaras here on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis and Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. And one of the things that the Mashal explains is a Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara said, "V'omer Rabbi Yochanan." This is one of the Gemaras with the Hei Ayediyah in the Sugya of Mashiach. Ein Ben David Ba, Ela B'Darsh Kulei Zakei, Oy Kulei Chai. Mashiach's not going to come unless the generation is Kulei Zakei, or the generation is Kulei Chai. B'dorosh Kulei Zakei, how do you know Mashiach is going to come if the door is Kulei Zakei? D'chsiv, v'amech kulam tzadikim, oh, loylam yeshu aretz. If we're going to be kulam tzadikim, if it's going to be a darsha Kulei Zakei, that's going to usher in the loylam yeshu aretz. It's going to usher in the end of days. B'dorosh Kulei Chai, how do you know that? D'chsiv, because the pasuk said, v'yarki ein ish, v'yishtoimeim ki ein mafkia. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was no ish. There's no mafkia. There's not one tzaddik. There's not one person that could daven and could protect the nation. What does the pasuk say later? Vatoisha lo yizroyoi. Uvolot zion goyel. Uleshove pesh b'yakov no'om Hashem. That also has the ability to go ahead and bring the Yeshua. So the Yeshua is going to come other b'dar shekulay chayev, other b'dar shekulay zaki. It says the Marshah, what does it mean Mashiach can come b'dar shekulay chayev? I mean, the fact that Mashiach can come b'dar shekulay zaki, that we understand. But what does it mean Mashiach can come b'dar shekulay chayev? So he says it's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Avad at the end of the day, Mashiach's going to come and Klai Yisrael is going to do tshuva. And if there's no tshuva, then it's not possible to have a geula. The question is, how is that tshuva going to come about? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to come mitzidenu. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't have to come mitzidenu. Rabbi Yochanan is going alibi to Rabbi Yeshua, who of course we paskin like, and as a result, he said there's ultimately two ways Mashiach can come. It could be b'darshan kulei zakei, b'darshan kulei chayev. B'darshan kulei zakei, that's al pidarkish Rabbi Eliezer, where we're going to be kulei zakei, we're going to come to teshuva on our own, where it's going to be a teshuva ritzoynis, isarusa de lasata. Of course that could bring a Mashiach. Kulei amaloi pligi, that could bring Mashiach. Oy b'darshan kulei chayev. It could also come b'darshan kulei chayev. How so? A darshan kulei chayev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maimed lohem melech kahaman, who's going to impose terrible, terrible gzeiros, and that's going to force the Yidden to do tshuva. But Zokta Marsha, even the darshan kulei chayev, it's not the pshat they didn't do tshuva. They did tshuva. It's Rabbi Yeshua. Im ein Yisrael oisin tshuva, ein migalit, narvas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate us and give us no choice, to force us to go ahead and do tshuva. But says the Marsha, that's the oimek in this Gemara of Ein Ben David Ba, El B'darsha Kulei Zakei, Oy B'darsha Kulei Chayev. But I just want to mention one ha'ara from Rav Tzadik HaKoyim in Lublin. We mentioned this once, of Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush. And this is in Tzidkas HaTzadik, it's in Ois Nun Beis, where he says, fire. Tzadik said, what did Chazal mean when they said, Ein Ben David Ba, Ela B'darsha Kulei Zakei, Oy B'darsha Kulei Chayev? And again, the kash is, B'darsha Kulei Zakei, we understand. But how's it possible that Mashiach's going to come, B'darsha Kulei Chayev? So says Rav Tzadik, that's Poshit, like the Marshal said, and the Svarim HaKadoshim said, that unless Klai Yisrael is going to do tshuva, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's not going to be a geula. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the geula can come without doing tshuva. It's a shver Rashi. The Pashta says, like the Psukei HaTorah say, v'shavta ad Hashem alikecha, that Klai Yisrael is going to have to do tshuva. And if we're not going to do tshuva, then there's not going to be a geula. Stating that, a dorshe kuloi chayiv still has the capacity, said Rav Tzadik, to do tshuva and to bring the geula. And the oimek advarim is based on a gemara that every single person who learns the gemara knows. It's the gemara kedushin daf mem tes amid beis. The gemara says, if someone's mekadesh an isha, ala tanai, and he says, hare at mikudeshes li bitabazu kedas moshe v'yisrael al menas she'ani tzadik, says the gemara, afilu rosha gomer, even if this person, as far as we know, is a rosha gomer, he's the farthest thing from a tzadik, mikudeshes, the halach is this woman is mikudeshes, Vaday mikudeshes, sofik mikudeshes, that's a whole shmooze. But mikudeshes, shemehiru tshuva bedaita. Because we're concerned that maybe this person was mahara b'tshuva, and if he was mahara b'tshuva, he's a tzaddik, and if he's a tzaddik, it's a kiddushin. So therefore, if someone's mekadosh and nisha, amanasha, and he's tzaddik, even if as far as we know he's a rasha gomor, still shemehiru b'tshuva bedaita, and as a result, the kiddushin is something that we have to be chayish for. So Rav Tzadik said, you see from here, that a yid can do tshuva afilu mitahiru tshuva. You think to do tshuva, you have to caravelt. To a degree, if you want to do tshuva, you do have to caravel. Tshuva shlema for sure. But there's a bechina of tshuva that even a hiru tshuva bedaitoi, a real erlich krecht, if a person's able to cough that up, that in and of itself qualifies as tshuva. And the darshan kulei chayiv of Rabbi Yeshua, the darshan kulei chayiv of Rabbi Yochanan, which is mavur in the Gemara, can bring Mashiach. Avad, it's not going to bring Mashiach on tshuva. It's psukei atayra. How could Mashiach come without tshuva? But you know what? What level of tshuva you're going to need? It's not the tshuva shlema. Even a hiru tshuva, kemavur in kedush and daf meptes on the days, that in and of itself is going to be enough. And maybe the oimek hadvarim, in understanding the words of Rav Tzadik, is that it's yodua that Rav Chaim Vital writes in his Shar HaGilgulim, quote, Pamacha sha'alti l'moirizal, I once asked my Heiliger Rebbe Darizal, Eich hoya oimeli, shenafshi hoysa kol kach mu'ulo, kiniskel il. Darizal used to tell Reb Chaim Vital that his nefesh, his soul, was so, so holy. And his avoidus were being poil things in the olamos that are ein l'shair ve'ein l'tar. So Reb Chaim Vital said, I once mustered up the courage to ask my Rebbe, Eich hoya oimeli, how are you telling me that my nefesh is kol kach mu'ulo? V'arei akotun shebedoiris harishoinim, hayetzadik v'chosid she'ein ani mag. He said the katan, mamish, the smallest of the Deiris HaRishonim was on a level of tzaddik v'chassid that I can't touch literally his heels. So what are you telling me I'm so special? The Amali, Reb Chaim Vital said, the Rebbe told me, Dalucha Yishana, ki maisa katan mo'oid, bedor hazeh, the smallest maisa that a person does in this generation, shokol kekama mitzvahis gedoylo shebedoyros achroinim. It's literally equal to so many incredible mitzvahs that peoples did in previous generations. Ki bedoyros eilu, said Arizal, in this generation, haklipa goyveres mo'oid mo'oid le'enkeitz. He said, the klipa so strong, it's mo'oid mo'oid le'enkeitz. Masha enkeim bedoyros harishoinim. So Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital, you're 100% right. If you're going to compare your avoida ba'asher husham to the avoida of the doiris harishonim, the katan shebedoiris harishonim hayitzadik v'chassid, that you can't even come to his akavoy. But you know what the difference is? In the doiris harishonim, the klipa wasn't goyvera so much. He said, but bedoiris eilu haklipa goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. And as a result, the value of your meisim, the value of your mitzvahs, the value of you overcoming a temptation is so much greater than what people were able to do in previous generations. And that's what I mean, said Arizal, when I always tell you that your nefesh is kol kach mu'ulo. It's not because the sum of your avoida is greater than the sum of the avoidas of the previous generations. If I cared, it pales in comparison. But considering what you need to go through, you have to fight through the klipa that's goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. Whereas in the Deiris HaRishonim, they didn't have to, and it's for that reason your avoida is on this greisem mailan, this greisem madrega that it is right now. In a darsha kulei chayev, in a door of Achris Hayamim, a door that we're living in right now, where, imagine, that Rizal wrote this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, that the klipa is goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. What would that Rizal have said about today's generation? It's poiches v'hoylech. How strong is the klipa today? It's incredible. You see people sitting and learning. It's mamish. It's nisim and aflois when you consider what's going on in the gas. It's absolutely unbelievable. And yet, you have a generation of people that are maybe not able to come to the avoiders. They're not able to come to understanding the learning. Maisim toivim, with the richtige kavanis, the way even the katan shebedoyros harishonim was. But at the same time, in this dar shekulei chayev, like what Tzadik says, a hiru tshuva, an erlecha hiru tshuva, that has literally the ability to turn the world over. And it's in that context that a chayech tshuva in a vel shekulei chayev, a keret, it's taika bedar shekulei chayev, that the matzav is so intense that it's possible for us to come to a geula, even with a very, very small thing. You know, Rabbi Shua said, "Benisan nigalu, benisan asidim ligam." Pashup shat is it's a mitzvah saseich as mangarama, right? It's Nisan. The zman of the geula was Nisan, and the zman of the geula is going to be Nisan. But I think there's an oimek advarim. I'll pee all this red. The oimek advarim is when Klal Yisrael was redeemed in Chodesh Nisan. When the Yidden were Mitzrayim, we were in the Memtesh Sharei Tumah. The Klipa in Mitzrayim was also Goyveres Ma'od Ma'od. Mitzrayim was Moli Gilulim. Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima. The Matzev in Mitzrayim was very, 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 very bad. And Klal Yisrael were literally saved. We were redeemed. How were we redeemed? It was in a Sarusa de Le'ela, if there ever was one, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kum." We didn't do tshuva, right? The Yidden did tshuva in Mitzrayim. When the Yidden came to the Yam Sof a week later, the Yam didn't want to split. The Yam said, "Halalu oiv de'avoy dezara, v'halalu oiv de'avoy dezara." If the Yidden did tshuva, so what was the problem? No, we did tshuva. It's a big nafkamina. The Teretz is Klal Yisrael had not done tshuva. In fact, the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Dan Pesach and the mitzvah of Dan Milos, like we should have epis vosos chus. But really, it was as a chus that we got. But really, it was 100% the Sarusa de Le'ela. That's the way the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It was B'Nisan Nigalu. We left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, but the Mahalach that we left with was the Mahalach of the Sarusa de Le'ela. Rabbi Yeshua says, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidim Ligal, that the Geula can come in that way as well. Adar Shekulei Chayev, like the Yidden war when they were in Mitzrayim, a door that's halalu oiv de avay dezara, mitashtikol mitzvah, adam pesach, adam mila, that in and of itself has the ability to take us out of Mitzrayim. You know, we mentioned over the years, before when we were learning Masechtas Pesachim, that all the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, that the Yidden were oiv de avay dezara, they were literally shtufim in all the averis of the Mitzrayim, the lowest of the low. But we did adam pesach, we did adam mila, and boom, because they shechted a carbon, and now, by the way, these are serious mitzvahs, obviously. But at the same time, with two mitzvahs, the ever alayach, the erech mispaiseses bidomayach, the oimelach bidomayach, how you check, the oimelach bidomayach, how you check, boom, all of a sudden we go 0 to 1,000 and we're going to be redeemed. So we said over Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and we said over from Rabbi Gedal Yeshur and Ar Gedal Yo, that these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah Pesach and Mila, are not just mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs that give a person the ability to supercharge, right? Pesach is miloshin shepasach. That a person, through bringing the carbon Pesach, is able to be medalig al aharim, mikapitz al akvois, and that's the oimik of Pesach and Milo. We said over, the Rabbi Gedal Yeshua brings from the Ishbitzer, who said, Chazal say, Dover tziva le'elef dar zu Milo. So he said, what's the oimik? He said that if a person would want to, on his own, try to reach the madrega that a child gets in 1 second when he does bris mila, meaning a person's going to say, I want to get the kedusha bris mila and I'm going to work on it. It would take 1,000 generations. And in 1 second with the bris mila, dovar tzivul elof darzu mila, a person can come to. These are two mitzvahs that allow a person to go 0 to 1,000. Enochinami, that's these two mitzvahs. Oh, but the emesis is a little bit of an oimek here. I think maybe I'll pee Reb Tzadik. The Yidden were in a darsha kulei chayev. They were ligging in the klipa that was geveris ma'od ma'od of Mitzrayim. And in such a world, Adam Pesach and Adam Mila, like Reb Tzadik says, a hiru tshuva has the ability to take a person out of that situation. Mashiach's going to come, oy b'dar shekulei zakai. Adar shekulei zakai, like the Marshal and the Sfarim say, a dar where we're going to be zoicha to do tshuva on our own. It's going to be a dar where we're going to be zoicha to it in the sarusa de lasata. Halavai, we should be holding by that. Oy b'dar shekulei chayev. There's going to be a generation where the klipas goyveres ma'oid ma'oid, where the situation is going to be so, so difficult and so, so challenging. And in that generation, even a hiru tshuva can mavur b'kedusha memtes amedes, can take a person from being a rasha gomer and making him into a tzaddik. At the end of the day, we're going to have to do tshuva. But could be we don't have to do as much as we think. An erlich hiru tshuva, says Rab Tzaddik, in a dar shekulei chayev, a challenging dar like we're living in right now, that too has the ability to bring the geula, just a little bit of an understanding of the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, which is the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, which is also these two inyanim that Rabbi Yochanan talks about, im bein David ba, el b'darsha kulei zakai, oy b'darsha kulei chayev.